When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I was just perusing some NFL playoff clinching scenarios, Dorn, for this weekend. I thought the Steelers might be there. They're not. That's only because the Colts beat them. So the Colts can only win 11 games. I thought, man, if the Steelers, I guess they would only get to 10 this weekend. Ah, forget what I said. I did so much math earlier, I can't math no more.
Yep.
All right, let's bring on Jason Mackey. He's smarter than me. Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette. And 93.7 The Fan joins us for his weekly appearance right now. Jason, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. I don't know if I'm smarter than you, though, Adam. I don't have that. My math has been broken for a while.
I was never good at math.
I'm good at quick math.
Yes. All right, what's 20 What's 20 times 2?
Oh, come on, Adam.
Jeez.
That's not math.
Nobody answered. Nobody answered.
What's 13 minus 9?
200.
4. Damn you. All right, Mackey. Mackey, our Twitter poll question of the day, and then we'll narrow down on some more specific stuff. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Simple question. Can the Steelers win the Super Bowl?
Yes. I don't see why they can't. How's it doing?
Good question.
Is Russ a top five quarterback?
Hold up. 60% of people, 500 votes so far, say yes.
Okay. I mean, I don't see a team, and we haven't seen the Detroit Lions yet, in the AFC right now that the Steelers can't contend with. I'm not saying they're going to. I'm not going to be some nutbag that's, you know, predicting they're winning the Super Bowl at this point. But, I mean, I don't see anybody that they're discernibly worse than. The Lions would be my only question. But, Doran, that's a great question about Russell Wilson. Is he a top five quarterback? I don't know. Right now he's performing like one. I don't know if he is one. If you can look numerically. He's right on that fringe, 4, 5, 6, 7, something like that. But, I mean, they have an advanced passing game. They have a real passing game. It's kind of crazy that we were talking about the offensive coordinator and worried about the offense after that Thursday night in Cleveland, and the conversation is much different now. But, yeah, I look at their defense. I look at their health. I look at their coach. I look at their quarterback, some offensive playmakers. Like, yes, I think this is a team that theoretically, you know, if things fall their way, there's a bunch of randomness. I'm not scratching them off of that list.
Kurt Warner went through a stretch in his career where, let's just call it like it is, he was dreadful. From age 31 through age 34, actually through age 35, he was ass. And then at 36 years old, he throws 27 touchdowns, then 30, then 26 to round out his career. It's not impossible that Russ has staying power here. And in fact, Jason, I think it's more likely than not that he keeps this up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking for him to throw for 400 plus, but like, does Russ have a handle on that room? Absolutely, man. Absolutely. They believe in what he's doing. Like, just hear some of the guys talk after the game. Najee Harris, his comments on it. I asked Cam Hayward about it. There were more, I know, but like, being around that team, seeing the presence that Russ has, and it's not like an overlording, he just has the respect of everybody. And I think we've seen he has the physical tools to do it. I think he's in an offense that puts him in a position to succeed. I think he can move well enough. There are enough guys on the other end of those passes. I kind of wish, you know, maybe they still use their wide receivers more, but I think we're quibbling, but yeah, man, Russ is not ass. He's far above that.
Jason, are you worried about George Pickens and his antics moving forward? And especially in this game with Greg Newsom.
No, I'm not worried about it, Doran. I'd like it to go away. And so we can just focus on this guy playing football. You know what worries me? Like, if the Steelers are going to play tight, you know, games down the stretch where the stakes are higher, emotions are going to be ratcheted up. Like, I want to see this guy be able to control himself. Like, I'm not, you know, personally offended. I don't think George Pickens is a bad person or whatever these narratives are out there. But I think that they're going to get in situations where one of these calls or something silly that he does can be a heck of a lot more detrimental than it was against Cincinnati. Like, I felt like they kind of got off easy with what he did. I don't want to see that cost them yardage, a game, momentum, something like that, because they're a better team than that. He's a better player than that. I just think it's useless stuff that he's doing that, like, I guess it's look at me or his emotions aren't channeled. Like, man, step back and think about what you're doing for a little bit and how good you are and how many people are looking at you. Have them look at you for that, not for the silly stuff.
Do you think that he can move off of doing that silly stuff with an arm around his shoulder, or do you think they need to crack the whip a little bit on the guy?
I don't think he'll respond if they come down hard on him. I don't. I don't know. Maybe that's a parenting decision or feel or something like that. Like, I think George needs to know that the Steelers care about him. I think you know, they do, and he does. I think that just needs kind of reaffirmed. I mean, I'm sure Mike Tomlin has done this, but the type of thing like, buddy, look what you have in front of you. Look what we have in front of us. Like, this is a really good thing here. All we need you to do, like, we respect the effort. We respect the emotion. I love the way you play. Don't cost us games in key moments, because right here, I know this looks innocuous, but, you know, if we're in the AFC championship game and you do something stupid in the fourth quarter, everybody's going to be really upset and you're going to let all of us down.
Do you think this game Sunday will be close? Do you think it'll be like it was on the Thursday game? You have a lot of faith right now.
I do, Doran. I do. I think these guys were extremely agitated at how they let that one get away. I think they're going to blow Cleveland's doors off, to be honest with you. I can see this being a springboard to, you know, I'm much more worried about Philadelphia, Baltimore down the stretch. You know, they're 3 days and 11. I think they're going to be very focused this way. I don't think they can take another L against Cleveland.
You've mentioned your thoughts on Pickens. How about Porter and all the penalties? And Mike Tomlin's response, I thought, was different when talking about him after the game than it was with Pickens. Pickens, he told to grow up. Joey Porter Jr., he said, yeah, he's going up against a goon out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think they're different things. I think they're physical mistakes versus mental mistakes. I think they're, you know, effort level things versus just dumb stuff that's unnecessary. Like, I respect the way Joey Porter has to play T. Higgins. You know, that's not easy. There are a lot of comparisons we can draw across sports where sometimes you're just going to, you know, I don't know, that's like facing a tough hitter. Sometimes you're going to walk him, right? Like, you're not going to do anything stupid. It's just the way you have to approach it. That's kind of the cost of doing business. Yeah, I mean, Joey Porter needs to clean up the penalties. I don't think I'm stating anything outside of the obvious there. I think he will clean up the penalties. I think he's going to have a lot of tests down the stretch with the offenses the Steelers are going to face. But yeah, it didn't surprise me that Mike Tomlin handled it that way. I feel like they're two different things that need to be coached.
Outside of Russell Wilson, who's the unsung hero on the offense?
Oh, man.
Ben Skoron.
Who's Ben Skoron?
That's right.
Van Jefferson. Man's in motion every play. That's like his sole role is to go into motion.
That's good.
Did you call? I don't know if that's my actual answer. I don't think it is. Man.
Look at Doran's face lighting up. He wants it to be your answer. Just go with it.
That's because people don't think about that stuff, though.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, he is doing a lot of different things, even though he, you know, people have wrote him off ever since he signed here, being the number two receiver. He's doing so many different things to make this offense be what it is. I mean, low-key.
I mean, he's creating space for other receivers. Like, he has a useful purpose, and I feel bad saying it that way, but, like, Doran, you know what I mean. Like, he's doing things that impact his teammates on every single play. He's blocking. He's doing stuff that you never give wide receivers credit for. I just don't know if I'm going to call him the unsung hero of the offense. That feels a little aggressive.
Najee's been
Harris, but honestly, we don't talk enough about what he's done and in the angry running. Like, it seems like everybody is way more inclined to get mad over Najee Harris than they are to give praise to him for all of the stuff he does well. And then you look at stats that I'm going to bungle these, but I mean, you can go through their game notes and look at stuff that has him in a category with, like, you know, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, like these elite running backs. And you're like, Najee Harris, really? Because the narrative around him, for whatever reason, around here is way too negative. The dude produces and run. I don't know. Yeah,
would you pay him? Would you bring him back?
It depends on what it looks like. Sure, I'd be open to it. I'd want to get it done. Put it that way, Crowley. I mean, if he wanted like $12 million a year, I'm not sure I'd go there. But if I could get him for like 8 to 10, yeah, I'd be interested in that for sure.
Jason, are the Penguins back?
Dude, you know, I was pondering that a lot. I think tonight will say a lot. Playing the Florida Panthers, they might be. I think they're – I don't know if they're back, like, the top of the Eastern Conference. Are they back to, like, playing competent hockey and competing in games? Yeah, I think they could be. Like, I was really impressed with Tristan Jarry on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know who's been really good at him? Carlson. Erik Karlsson's been excellent over the past couple. If that has some staying power, man. Phil Tomasino scoring. You know, we all knew he was going to be the key to this thing, Philip Tomasino.
Yeah. He's the Van Jefferson of the Penguins.
He's the Van Jefferson. All you needed was a winger named Phil to get this thing turned in the right way, direction.
Right. That's how it goes. Jason, awesome as always, man. Appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday at 8.
All right, you guys are the best. Thanks so much. Take care.
You're the best.
Thanks, Jason.
Go practice your math. Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette and the Fan. I look at Joe Mixon's contract. I don't think I would bring Najee Harris back. It's not because he's not a good player. It's just how I view running backs. But Joe Mixon, 3-year, $25 million deal with Houston. It's an average annual salary of 8.5. Like, you can't go Josh Jacobs. You can't go Saquon. You can't go Derrick Henry, because those guys are the elite of the elite. Joe Mixon's having a nice year for them.
He is.
And that's not breaking the bank. I just don't know that I'd want to pay any running back for 3 years. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.